Family members and law enforcement in Gillette fear that the bullying of a gay man in Gillette may have led to a suicide. The issue has once again drawn concern about a variety of issues, including the treatment of LGBT people in the state and whether a hate crime law is needed. Jason Marsden is the executive director of the Matthew Shepard Foundation, and we caught up with him this week as he spoke in Gillette.
Wyoming has a long way to go to protect its LGBT youth from self-harm and suicide and other abuses that they suffer, but Wyoming shouldn't feel like it's alone in this. We do have a higher suicide rate than most states, and there are a lot of reasons for that, but we have a lot of excellent resources at our disposal, and we could offer a lot more resources to these kids and everyone else who is touched by the tragedy of suicide. What we really have to do as a state is dig deep and find the will to do it. And that, I think, is a complex issue, both because of people having very polarized attitudes about the lesbian and gay and trans community, but also because there's always been something of a social stigma surrounding suicide that makes it very difficult for a lot of people to talk openly about. And so when all of those different factors are in the mix and you have someone who's being bullied or is suffering other forms of abuse in their life, it's a toxic brew.
One of the things that was interesting, I mean, this was a very aggressive bullying, certainly defacing the young man's car. That seems to be a little more aggressive than what we typically see.
Well, I think it stands out to people as being especially cruel. The reaction far and wide on social media tells me that people thought this was especially cruel bullying. But unfortunately, in my line of work, I hear about a lot of cases that are similarly depraved is the word that comes to mind to describe some of these situations. Not just vandalism and vulgar vandalism and costly vandalism, but continuous, repeated vandalism and verbal tormenting, spitting, other befoulment. It seems like people really let go of their inhibitions sometimes when they decide they want and need to bully a gay or lesbian or trans person.
There are people now after this that are calling for hate crime legislation. Do you concur with that?
I've long supported hate crime legislation in Wyoming. We're one of only five states left that have not passed these laws. And at some point, I think you have to say, are all 45 of those states wrong? Like, is Utah wrong about hate crimes? That's an awfully conservative place. Why are we so unique in not needing to address the issue of hate crimes? And the truth is they do happen here. And in a lot of cases, they are this misdemeanor, property destruction, vandalism, things that are lower level crimes that if we wanted to make a point of really investigating and really providing justice in those cases, you have to wonder if it would put a tamper on these incidents that can sometimes escalate. Would we take it seriously enough that we might find out who did that to his car and provide him some sense of justice in his life as a crime victim? And you never know what people could accomplish if they're willing to look the problem squarely in the eye and deal with it.
One of the things Wyoming's legislature did pass and the governor did sign is a call center that would be centered in the Attorney General's office where folks could call about things like this and hopefully prevent a suicide as well. Do you think something like that is going to be useful?
I certainly hope it's useful. It seems like an earnest effort to try and open the ear of state government to what's going on out there amongst the citizenry, and anything that gives somebody a resource that keeps them talking through whatever despair they're experiencing, I think that's gracious, and I think it's a good step forward. I'm concerned that we may not have all the tools in our jurisprudence in Wyoming to give people the results that they might come to expect after they make a call like that. But certainly any step forward is a positive one in dealing with these issues, I think.
I wondered if we put more of a face on the community if more people realize, oh gosh, I do know somebody that's gay, lesbian, or whatever. I'm wondering if that was maybe what was lacking here. We need to maybe have more people that people can get to know, that realize that they're not a threat to them.
Yeah, I think the only thing that really changes anyone's mind about homosexuality is knowing someone who's a member of the community. Polling has shown this consistently, and my life experience has shown this. People need to understand that the words gay or lesbian or trans are labels, and that the important piece of the puzzle is the word person. If we could get to a future where everybody who's a member of the LGBT community felt safe coming out, and felt that they could participate in their chosen career path without any hindrance, and the rhetoric surrounding the issue could be reduced, I think most people would find that they have no issue whatsoever with our community.
Jason Marsden is Executive Director of the Matthew Shepard Foundation. Always nice chatting with you. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Bob.